I have today released Maritime New Zealand's report into the collision between the New Zealand registered vessel Ady Gill and the Japanese vessel Shonan Maru No. 2 in the Southern Ocean on the 6th of January 2010. This report is the result of a robust and thorough investigation based on the facts and information made available. Maritime New Zealand acknowledges the input of all the parties who have cooperated in our investigation, including agencies and individuals in Japan, the United States, and New Zealand. It is important to be clear that Maritime New Zealand's role is to investigate incidents and accidents involving New Zealand vessels. In the case of a collision or incident involving vessels, we have no jurisdiction over the foreign vessel if it is operating in international waters. The prime purpose of this investigation was to determine what caused the collision, then consider if there were any regulatory or safety issues that required further action. We have considered a significant amount of information in the course of our investigation. This has included the review of more than 24 hours of video footage, witness interviews, and a huge array of technical data from both vessels. The report finds there is no evidence either master deliberately caused the collision, but that both were responsible for contributing to and failing to respond appropriately to the close quarters situation that led to the accident. There are important safety lessons for all seafarers from this accident. This report is a wake-up call to all masters, whether they are operating in the Southern Ocean or the Hauraki Gulf, to follow established, safe seafaring practice and actively avoid the risk of collision at all times. Our report will now be tabled before the International Maritime Organization and supports its recent resolutions condemning protest actions that put lives at risk at sea. The report will also be circulated to countries with responsibility for whaling and protest vessels, calling their attention to the recommendations. Maritime New Zealand repeats the government's and the international maritime community's calls for all masters to exercise restraint and make the safety of life at sea their highest priority, particularly in an environment as isolated and unforgiving as the Southern Ocean. Thank you.